start with the audit committee meeting, and we'll do this very quickly. I'm sorry, we're running a little bit late. We need a motion to add, include Director Wiser on the phone in the audit committee meeting.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, we're real slow on the second. The minutes are attached, available to you online. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you very much. Now we have a presentation on certification letter, which I believe is a hard copy is available at your place with a letter to Auditor Holland. Like this.
Good morning. We did not intend to take up much of your time other than to make a presentation with regard to the certification letter, which is required annually by May 1st for the Auditor General. You have a copy, and I believe it's also on your screens. The letter is to describe the auditing work that has been done and to advise if there have been any findings. We did have, as the audit committee knows, a finding in the past year with regard to the vendor master file, which has been addressed. And so we have attached to the letter for the Auditor General the finding, the description of the problem with the FEIN numbers being, in some cases, duplicated. We've rectified that, we believe, and the process that's being utilized is also described in Attachment B to ensure that it's being corrected. And that will go out today to the Auditor General. Any questions on that matter?
I assume we don't need board approval for that?
No, it's signed by the Executive Director and then sent on to him.
Well, thank you very much for taking this up. This was the major finding of the last audit.
And then we wanted to give you a quick overview of the findings that had been reviewed with you in January, just to give a small quarterly update. You all have hard copies of the form that we had previously utilized so that you can go through each one. I did not intend to specifically go over all of those items. Let me summarize it in this way. In those 2009 cycle audits, we had one material finding, which we've just kind of discussed briefly. We had 22 immaterial findings. Of the 22, 9 have been already resolved to the satisfaction of the control and compliance unit. The other 11 are in the process of being resolved. They are going to take a little more of the time of the department that's involved. In addition, you'll find in this chart, we've already completed 4 additional spatial audits as of April, and those are described in there. We have three findings. One, as far as the hiring issues that we've previously discussed with the audit committee, which is being addressed by administration with new guidelines. We took a look at credit card usage, and new guidelines are being established by the executive director's office to cover the utilization of the tollway credit card. And the point there is that there simply had been no previous guidelines. There was a question with regard to a change in a contract subsequent to the contract being issued. And then there was a question with regard to disclosure of conflicts of interest. Again, I did not intend to go into any other detail unless there would be questions.
Are there any questions on this?
Okay.
I want to thank
you,
Jim and his group and Christy. I think having these audit reports on our findings on a quarterly basis is very very helpful to make sure that we're keeping up with the outstanding issues and getting them resolved expeditiously. So thank you very much. Is there any other business to come before the audit committee? Hearing none, I would call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We're adjourned. Now we